it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello and welcome back to the Blue Room EWFC podcast with me, Peter McFarlane, and I am delighted to say I am joined once again by my amazing co-host, who needs no introduction, but as always, I'm going to anyway, the Finch Farm fan favourite, the journalistic juggernaut, the multi-award winning, multi-talented Queen of Walton. She is back, the one, the only, Miss Sarah Halpin. Sarah, how are we?
Oh, well, I feel a lot better after that introduction there, Pete. I quit Queen of Walton. I love that. I love that. Journalistic juggernaut.
You know, I've got to give you a proper intro, haven't I, Sarah? I've got to. Always
that
have to. It's always a pleasure.
Is that
up there with the best of them so far?
Yeah, I think so. I do like the Anfield Road Dancer, though, I can't lie.
Anfield Road Away and Dancer, that was a good one as well, wasn't it? Yeah. The Wolf of Walton Hall Park, that's been thrown in there before as well.
Yeah.
You're just going to have like a list of them by the end of the season.
I want like a walkout song when we have a night game at Walton Hall Park now.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I've had a little play around with doing a little intro song today, but it didn't quite sound good enough. You know, I've got to make sure that the standards are high when you're on. So at some point, I'll try and get the balance right with the intro song for one of these podcasts for you. Okay.
I've never felt so important in my whole life as I do right now. I'm here for it. I look forward to the next one with the epic music track.
Yeah. Well, I'd say it's been a couple of weeks since we've actually managed to get on to do one of these for various reasons. And obviously with the international break as well, it's kind of meant that we've had a little bit of a hiatus, a little bit of time off, but we're back. We're delighted to be back and bringing you our Everton Women content for the Blue Room. I mean, to be honest, Sarah, the first place to start really would be a bit of an international roundup, given some of the fantastic performances that some of our girls have given for the national teams over the last couple of weeks. I think probably the best place to start would be to mention Jess Park, a fantastic occasion for her to score in a debut for the Lionesses, literally within seconds of coming off the bench.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it just sort of shows the reason why Jess has decided to go out on loan to progress in her career. And I think, you know, she'll be happy in her choice that she's come to Everton, given the performances she's made and she's seen, you know, she's been called up to the last two senior squads with the Lionesses, and then to obviously make her full debut, I should say, to make her debut, to come off the bench and score with one of the first touches. It was just great to see. She's such a talented young player. She really is. I think that's clear for everyone who's watched Jess play. She's an exciting player to watch and has a massive future with the Lionesses, I'm sure. But as I say, I think, you know, just it's credit to Everton as well and to Brian for getting her into this position. She's been sort of in the under squads for years now, but to see her make that jump, I think comes down to the games that she's played and how she's played for Everton So yeah, it's just great all round to see her do that. And yeah, delighted and made up for her and can't wait to see her when she gets back and give her a hug and say, you know, well in, kid.
And that's it's unfortunate she can't play this weekend, obviously, because we've got Manchester City at the weekend, which is her parent club. But I mean, like you say, the impact that Jess has made on our side, for such a young player as well, the confidence that she plays with, you can just see she oozes class and quality, doesn't she? No more so than at Anfield, which we always love talking about the Anfield game, don't we, Sarah? Let's be honest. Any excuse to bring it up.
Any excuse.
I mean, she absolutely terrorised them that day, didn't she? And scored an absolutely fantastic goal, really composed finish as well. And that's it. When you see a young player who was able to play on the biggest stage, you know, as I say, for her to go to Anfield and perform the way she did in front of a huge crowd, it's no surprise for me that she's able to step up into the Lionesses' setup and produce a goal within seconds of coming on. It's just a shame, isn't it, that she can't sort of capitalise on that extra little boost she would have had this weekend. It's just a shame that she can't play for us, isn't it?
Gutted, you know. I think she's such a talented player, and she... You always feel like something's going to happen in an attacking sense when Jess is on the pitch. So we will miss that. But I think on the flip side is an opportunity now for other players to you know, make their mark on the game. With it being live on Sky as well, being at home on a Saturday, as I said, we've sold out again. So I think, you know, it's just an opportunity for whoever's coming in, whoever's playing that day to you know, try and impact the game in a positive way. And we have been lacking a little bit in terms of scoring goals recently. So hopefully we'll see that change on Saturday. And yeah, we'll miss her playing. But I'm sure she'll be back in the coming games as well. So yeah fans will be able to see Jess Park back in the blue soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the players as well who will be looking to take her chance if she's given one at the weekend will be Aggie Beaver-Jones, who came on as a late sub against Italy for the England under-21s. She managed to actually slot her penalty expertly into the bottom corner before Emily Ramsey pulled off some absolutely, you know, no other way for it, heroics in goal for the England under-21s to save two penalties. But going back to Aggie Beaver-Jones, again, another player on loan. She's on loan from Chelsea, someone who is in the same sense as Jess Park. She's a young English player looking for minutes. She's performing exceptionally well, isn't she? She's just, again, a player with so much energy, so much quality on the ball. Another player, Gio as well. Gio will be looking to take her chance potentially of maybe getting a start at the weekend. Isn't it just nice to see that we do have so many options in those positions now, Sarah? Especially when you consider last season, we struggled maybe to even sometimes to fill up our match day squads.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as you say, to be missing someone like Jess Park, but then be able to come back with all these options and exciting options as well of players that we've got at our disposal this season, as you say, albeit on loan, the likes of Jess as well, Gio, Aggie, but certainly really exciting young players. And we've seen what Gio can do as well, obviously, most notably in the derby. Again, sorry to bring that up again, you know, when we battered them. But, you know, fighting to win the ball for that third goal. And, you know, that's just the kind of thing. She's so fast. She's rapid, high energy. Looking forward to seeing more of Gio, to be honest, as the season progresses. And Aggie, as you said, you know, on to score a penalty the other day. She looks sharp. She always looks sharp in training. She'll be looking to try and get a goal for the Toffees. So yeah, really, really looking forward to seeing potentially those two on Saturday as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the other another position that we've kind of got a lot of competition for at the moment as well is the goalkeeper position. As I sort of touched on then, that Emily Ramsey, another player who's actually on loan. She's on loan from Manchester United, another young English player. She was absolutely superb against Aston Villa in the County Cup, wasn't she? She saved saved two penalties for us. The fans didn't stop singing her name throughout the game. She was absolutely incredible. And then obviously you've got Courtney Brosnan as well, who's been great for us this season. She managed to get a sixth clean sheet in a row for the Republic of Ireland as well this week, which, again, it's an incredible stat, that, isn't it? So I'm sure Courtney will be looking to to sort of, you know, she'll be I think she'll be happy with the competition, because I think goalkeepers sort of thrive off the competition. You know, it's certainly a position where, you know, it's good to have to be looking over your shoulder sometimes, to keep you on your toes. But talking about Emily Ramsey, as I say, Ramsey managed to score to save two penalties against Italy under 21s the other day for England. She seems to have everything that you need in a goalkeeper, doesn't she?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, firstly, great start that for Courtney. She's doing incredibly well, and you know, it's great to see her doing so well for her country as well. Love to see that. Obviously, you know, helping them to qualify for a World Cup, which is absolutely massive. But in terms of Everton now, as you say, you know, it's a position where fans will probably be left wondering weeks, you know, who is going to go, who Brian will choose between the sticks, because they're both very, very high level goalkeepers. So they've probably got slightly different qualities, and the competition's great to see. And, you know, it has to be said as well, just how supportive the goalkeepers all are of each other as well in training and everything like that. You can always hear them celebrating each other when they make a good save or do something well, which you just love to see. There's a really great team spirit. But yeah, I think Emily Ramsey, she's just, for a young player as well, she just has an aura about her for me. She's quite commanding. She's powerful. You know, when she saved two penalties against Aston Villa in the Conti Cup, and then she saved two penalties against in Italy during the 23s the other day. And, you know, you just kind of know in those positions that, you know, if it does come to a penalty shootout or whatever, that Rambo's got a save in her. You know, Courtney the same as well, by the way, obviously saved penalties as well for a country. But I think, yeah, it's great. It's great to have that competition. It's great to have two goalkeepers that you'd be happy to see either one of them start, you know. And again, shows that kind of strength and depth that we've got this season, maybe more so than we have in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that's always really impressed me with Courtney as well, even last season when she was probably, you know, number two behind Sandy McKeever before she left to go to Manchester City, Courtney has always been so enthusiastic, and she's always backed the teammates so well. She's almost like one of the supporters on the, when she was on the bench, it was like having one of the supporters on the bench. She is so vocal, and she shows so much passion for the club. So again, it is great to see. And I think that's a sort of a good reflection of the squad in general, to be honest with you. There seems to be such a great team spirit. You know, every player seems to be fighting for everyone else, and the players seem to be loving playing for the club. And again, that's got to be something we've got to give Brian Sorensen a lot of credit for as well. Certainly after last season, it was a difficult season last season, for a number of reasons. And I think, you know, it was probably going to be quite a difficult job for him to come in and to unify everyone. And I think he's done that fantastically well. And I think we're seeing the rewards from that in terms of the performances and certainly some of the results from this season. So again, it's now about sort of taking it to the next level and sort of going toe-to-toe with some of the, you know, with all due respect to some of the teams we've played, but with some of the bigger sides. And yeah. I feel like it's only a matter of time now before we do just turn that corner and just click. As I say, it's still only early days, isn't it? And look at the progress we're making. And talking of one of the big sides, we've got Manchester City coming up this weekend at Walton Hall Park, a sold out Walton Hall Park.
Standard now, Pete. Standard.
Standard, yes. Yeah, standard. Oh, I'm telling you, I mean, when you think back to even a couple of seasons ago, you know, we've been trying, you know, certainly yourself, you know, you've been a massive sort of advocate for the women's game and for our women's team. You've been, you know, trying to really push it and trying to really push the supporters to come. We obviously had the pandemic, which kind of got in the way of it once we moved to Walton Hall Park. I think we only had one game at Walton Hall Park, didn't we, before the pandemic hit?
We did, yeah.
Yeah, and that was the Manchester United game, which was a huge crowd. That one, I remember it was a massive crowd. And then obviously the pandemic hit, and I felt like it kind of set us back a little bit in terms of, you know, we'd seem to have started to get a bit of momentum with encouraging the supporters to come down. Then the pandemic hit, and it took a little while. And certainly, as you know, sort of touched on last season, probably wasn't the best season in terms of results and performances. So again, it was almost about rebuilding that. And I feel like we've got a really good momentum with it now, haven't we?
Yeah, massive. You know, I think as you said, the pandemic kind of stopped any momentum building with that first crowd that we had for the United game. And I also think the impact that COVID had on people, and people, I still to this day feel different and can sometimes get a little bit anxious, you know, going out and being in crowds and being around large groups of people and stuff. And I feel like maybe it took a little bit of a while for that to kind of thaw out and for people to find being in football stadiums again,
yeah,
kind of normal, whether that be at Goodison Park, Walton Hall Park, you know, wherever it is they're going. But now it's the social side of things for me as well that you see. And I know so many people that, you know, stop me and say, oh, you know, I really love this. I've been, you know, coming now with my mom or my dad or, you know, my friends and my neighbours. It's a real social thing that people look forward to doing, going to Walton Hall Park, seeing the mates, getting together, cheering on the girls, you know. And I just love that. And I think as you see that grow and you see these relationships grow purely through going and watching Everton Women, it's just great. There's like a whole community of fans and that go and yeah, I think that contributes massively to the togetherness that we feel. You know, like you said, Brian, you know, has to be praised for, I think, the incredible work he's done in unifying everybody, making everybody feel a real sense of togetherness and pride in this team. And it's just it goes, doesn't it, from the fans to the team and the whole, all around the place. I feel like it all contributes to this feel good factor that is kind of here. And yes, you know, that doesn't mean to say that we're going to win every single game. And we've seen that, you know, Chelsea, we gave them a really good game, but ultimately they still came out on top. It's a little bit disappointing against Manchester United, but I think we need to remember, like, we're building something.
Yeah.
We've seen some great performances, and we've seen some ones that haven't been quite as good as what we've seen in other games. But this togetherness and these bigger crowds, these better performances, this togetherness, it all feeds into each other. And I think that's the thing that is most exciting for me about Everton Women this season is seeing how far that can take us. And yeah, I just can't wait. Even Saturday, it'll be a tough game. We know that it's Manchester City, but you just buzz getting to the place. I buzz knowing I'm going to work and there's going to be, you know, all those fans there making all that noise. And it fills me with a sense of pride as well, Pete, because as you know, for years now, we've been working and trying to help, encouraging people to come to the games, and because we see how great it is and we love it, and it's just growing now. But it makes me proud getting used to seeing Everton Women. We've sold out again. You're just like, yes, we're getting there. You know, there's a long way to go, but yeah, it's just I've gone on a rant, haven't I? But yeah, it's just basically great. It's just great to see.
You rant away, mate. It's
a happy
absolutely
rant. It's a good rant.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I mean, I would never, ever, ever cut you short from a rant, Sarah.
God, it's the worst thing anyone could ever do.
And when I say that, I, like, literally, it's because I'm terrified of doing it. But you know,
that was a happy rant as well. So
it was a happy rant. Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Sassy, you want to see me some days?
If only they knew. But
that's for another time, isn't it? That's for another time. It's all smoke and mirrors.
But again, I mean, talking about the supporters as well, you know, the players have commented so many times as well, haven't they, about how much of an impact the supporters can have on them. And it is such a great thing to see that interaction with the players and the supporters, whether it be, you know, at the games, social media. I see through the interviews, obviously, you're down in Finch Farm doing these fantastic interviews. Make sure everyone checks out the official channels for Sarah's fantastic array of interviews. Just a little plug there. And then, but, you know, it's great to see the reaction from the players as well. And certainly, I mean, even when things haven't necessarily gone our way and things, you know, we've been down, I feel like the crowd have still responded and still stuck with the players. And I really hope that continues. Certainly we've got, as you know, we've got our own singing section now at Walton Hall Park. And I think that, you know, there's been a lot of work to go into that to make sure that we have sort of, you know, a basis for our atmosphere, so that we've got a group of supporters who will carry on. But obviously, I mean, we'd want to encourage as many people as possible to get involved with that. I mean, we can see you on the far end from where we are, where in the stand. We can see you going nuts behind the goal every time anything happens. So it's great. Yeah. You've got that area boxed off. that's sorted down there behind the goal, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure our players are delighted with the support, and I'm sure the opposition are terrified of you. Which is
I always feel bad for like the opposition's goalkeeper for like, you know what I mean? And I've even had a little bit of banter here and there. Like I remember Hannah Hampton when she was playing for Birmingham, because I was just like, come on, Everton, into these Blues, screaming. And she was having a giggle with me. She turned around and was like, any chance, like? I was like, sorry, love, you're on our patch here now. So, no, it's great. But I think our supporters, you know, I just love seeing it. And I think you need massive credit, you know, the likes of Fiona and Meg, who are part of the official supporters club, and they've done the songbook, published the songbook. They've got these little like specially designed beer mat things with unique ones for all the different players, and there's more in the pipeline as well and stuff, I believe. And it's just really nice, like when you see people go into the games and they're wanting to collect these merchandise and get stuff signed by the players, they can see the words to the songs, and it all helps in generating a better atmosphere, which ultimately helps us be better on the pitch. So I just think, you know, the fans deserve massive credit. We're always crying out about people coming down and actually like backing it, because you see people going, oh yeah, the girls are doing well, oh yeah, yeah, you know, I'm gonna come, and I'm like, well, come then, have you been? Oh no, I'm gonna come. Put, yeah, you know, get there and contribute, and actually, you know, those people that have started coming are like, I love it now, and I can't imagine not coming. So that's what we love to see. Hopefully, yeah, we'll see another stand flying up sooner rather than later as well, and we can get even more in.
Well, that's it, especially when the winter hits and the rain. Yeah. That's why I'm kind of happy that we've bagsied the back of that stand now, because you know, looking at some of the weather that's coming soon, it's gonna be.
Well, I had it for United, didn't I? I was there behind the goal getting filming bits and bobs, and I thought, you know, I was ready for that half-time whistle to blow, to be honest.
If you ever need an excuse to get under the covers, though, just say that you're coming to film the supporters club. It's like, it's good content, isn't it? We're your excuse to get out of the rain. There you go.
That's a great content. Box. Done. I'll join the singing section then as well.
Oh, mate, I'm telling you, we double the the atmosphere. We'd have two helpings then in the singing section, because your Amy is there as well. The general.
If anyone thinks I'm like passionate and that, they need to meet my sister Amy, because she's maybe even like more louder than I am. So if you can even just comprehend that for a second. So yeah.
Normally seen with two flags making a lot of noise. You'll see Amy wandering around Walton Hall Park supporting our girls every time we play.
Yeah. Absolutely. Everton Ultras, mate.
Everton Ultras. Well, so just to sort of you know, talk about the weekend before we finish. Obviously, City had a bit of a difficult start to the season. They were knocked out of the Champions League. They lost, you know, a couple of really, you know, really important players as well in the summer. They lost their opening game to Aston Villa 4-3. They lost to Chelsea, but then they've kind of gone on a bit of an unbeaten and very good run. They beat Leicester 4-0, beat Spurs 3-0 away, beat Liverpool 2-1. Everyone seems to. Beat Reading 3-0, and I think they won in the Conti Cup 6-0 against Blackburn. So obviously, that, I mean, we all know that City are always going to be a dangerous side with plenty of quality. But how do you feel that we can match them this weekend? Do you think we can go into this game full of confidence ourselves?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's always a game where Manchester City are going to be considered in that little clique that are above where we are at right now. Of course, people talk about obviously Chelsea, Arsenal, City, and sort of Manchester United as well. So it's not a game that I think we'll be looking at maybe like last season when we, you know, we'd spent all this money and we brought in all these players and we were looking at Manchester City at home as a one where, yeah, let's get a result here. Mm. And ultimately, it really didn't go that way. And it was sort of the start of a bit of a tricky season, we'll say. So I think this time around, we're trying to keep expectations lower. And we, you know, we saw that again, Chelsea, we really gave them a good game, and that's the best team in the league. Manchester United, I think it's safe to say, the players will say, the manager will say, we were just a bit off the pace against Manchester United. It wasn't our day. But this is another opportunity now against the really, really good side, one of the elite sides in the league, for us to kind of, you know, impose our game on them. We're at home. We'll have the fans with us. It's a really important league game as well. If we win this game, we'd go level on points with Manchester City as well. Had a good time. So with some tricky games as well following. You know, we've got Arsenal away, we've got Brighton away. So it'll be a game that we're definitely confident of getting something from. I think, you know, we shouldn't be going into any game feeling anything but confident. And I feel that we can get a result. At the same time, very, very respectful of the fact that Manchester City are an exceptionally good side, and they just have seemed to have found that form recently. Obviously, Bunny is absolutely on fire as well, and has scored a few against Everton in the past. So we definitely need to be wary. We're playing a very good side. But at the same time, yeah, I'm confident that the girls can absolutely get a result against City. I think, you know, again, we'll just encourage the listeners and the fans that are going, as is always, from the first minute to the 90th, get right behind the girls, because I think that's, you know, with a good atmosphere, I think that'll just encourage the girls to have a go. And yeah, hopefully we can come out with smiles on our faces on Saturday night.
Let's hope so. And again, you know, to the supporters, it's there's only one more chance after this weekend to get down to Walton Hall Park before the end of the year. We're playing Durham in the Conti Cup on the 17th of December, 12:30 kickoff. Again, we'd love to see that sold out as well, so that we can bring that atmosphere. And hopefully by that point, we'll have an idea of where we could end up finishing in that group as well. That game against Durham could be vital if we're going to get through the group and get into the knockout stages of the Conti Cup. So, yeah, it'd be great to see that game sold out as well, wouldn't it, Sarah?
Do you know what, Pete? I know our fans already. I already know we're going to sell out. And though as people are listening to this, they are going to be getting their tickets, because, listen, why wouldn't you want to be a part of it? This is the thing I enjoy so much. And even obviously I'm working, I enjoy so much going to Walton Hall Park, seeing everyone, absorbing that atmosphere. It's just brilliant. And as you said, you know, it would be the last time this year for our fans to go and see our girls ahead of the new year. So yeah, it'll be sold out. I'm sure of that. It'll be a good atmosphere. And, you know, Durham are a good side, obviously division below, but they always give us a tough game. They're tough Northern girls, and they always give us a tough game. So it should be a belter. And yeah, we want to see you all there. We want to hear you all there. And yeah, another sellout, please.
Is right. And the other thing as well to bear in mind, any Christmas presents that need to get signed, get them down. You know, get them down to Old Park. Another little thing to throw in there.
Absolutely. Get yourselves all your Hannah Benison shirts, get them all signed. That's what we want
to
see.
Get down the club shop, get the names and numbers on the back, and then get down to Walton Hall Park to get them signed.
Absolutely. They'll be screwing at us now. Go there.
Right then, Sarah, I think that's us for today. We've got a very exciting couple of guests coming on tomorrow who will be announced over the next sort of 24 hours. Thankfully, Joe from Everton has been kind enough to arrange a couple of special guests for us. So if everyone wants to keep an ear out for those, keep an eye out for those on our social media. But for now, that's us with the Blue Room EWSC podcast. Looking forward to our game at Walton Hall Park against Manchester City on Saturday. Come on, you Blues. Sports Social Podcast Network.